Nada dá um dobro. Isso é só o dobro. Why don't you sit down and we'll just discuss. Please recite the slokas and then we'll stop until he comes.
Will be next year.
We'll go from verse 56 to 63. Yeah. 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 But he's not here, I don't see him.
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त बिंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त बिंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त बृंद हरे कृष्ण ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांध्यस्य ज्ञानांजन सदाकया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी विचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्री प्रभुपाद की सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला चैप्टर 18 and text number 56 onwards. Is that? 56. Okay, I forgot to bring my glasses. Thank you. Jannam viti jara abhyadi hai. Dukkha doshami doshami. This is very dukkha. Troublesome always. 56. So should be as one lesson. Should we read this one? Or keep going until we get to the point.
63.
60.
Right.
Up to
56 to 63
for today. 63. Okay. So I'll read chant the verse and read the translation. Until we get to that 56. Prabhur gamana riti purveje likhilo sei mat vrindavane tavat dekhilo. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's touring Vrindavan has been previously described. In the same ecstatic way, he traveled all over Vrindavan. 57. तहाँ लीला स्थली देखी गेला नंदीश्वर नंदीश्वर देखी प्रेमे होइला विह्वल After visiting the place of Krishna's pastime at Kamyavan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Nandishwara. While there, he was overwhelmed with ecstatic love. The purport, Nandishwara is the house of Maharaj Nanda. Text 58. पावनादि सब कुंडे स्नान करिया लोकेरे पुछिलो पर्वत ऊपर जाया श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु बेद इन ऑल द सेलिब्रेटेड लेक्स बिगिनिंग विथ लेक पावना देर आफ्टर ही क्लाइम्ड अ हिल एंड स्पोक टू द पीपल
small purport here. The Pavan Sarovar is described in the Mathura Mahatmya. So there is a shloka here. Pavane Sarasi Snatva Krishnam Nandi Swarya Girav Drishtva Nandam Yashodam Cha
Sarvabhishtam
Sarvabhishtam Avapnaya. That means having taken bath in Pavan Sarovar and...
No translation
there? Yeah, no translation
there. Here is translation.
Oh yeah? Okay. Please read. Read the translation.
That's okay, you can translate.
Okay. So that says that after having taken bath in Pavan Sarovar, then I had darshan of Krishna on the mountain, Nandeshwar mountain, it's called Nandeshwar Girav. Drishtva Nandam Yashodam, and having darshan of Nanda and Yashoda, one can obtain all desired goals.
Okay. That's what
it is. Am I right?
He fulfill all his desires.
All his desires. Okay. Sarvabhishtam. 59. Kichu deva murti hai parvata upare, lokakaya murti hai gopara vitare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, are there any deities on the top of the hill? The local people replied, there are deities on the hill, but they are located within the cave. There are caves on top of the hill. Okay, that's good to know. At 60. Dui dike mata pita pushta kale vara madhi eka shishu hai trivanga sundara. There is a father and mother with well-built bodies, and between them is a very beautiful child who is curved in three places. That must be Krishna. 61. Suni Mahaprabhu mane ananda paya tina murti dekhila se gopa ugharya. Hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. After excavating the cave, he saw the three deities. Text 62. Brajendri Brajeshwarira Kaila Charana Vandan Prema Veshe Krishnira Kaila Sarvanga Sparshan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered his respects to Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, and with great ecstatic love, he touched the body of Lord Krishna. Now, that's 63. Right? This is where we go going. Sabadina prema vese nritya gita kaila. Everyone, please.
Sabadina prema vese nritya gita kaila.
Sabadina prema vese nritya gita kaila.
Sabadina prema vese nritya gita kaila.
Tahaite Mahaprabhu khadir banaila. Savadina prema vese nritya gita kaila.
Savadina prema vese nritya gita
kaila. Taite Mahaprabhu khadir banaila.
Taite Mahaprabhu khadir banaila.
Savadina prema vese nritya gita kaila.
Savadina prema vese nritya gita
kaila. Taite Mahaprabhu khadir banaila.
Taite Mahaprabhu khadir banaila.
Please chant.
Sabadina prema vese nitya gita kaila.
Sabadina
prema vese nitya gita kaila.
Sabadina.
Sabadina.
All the days. The whole day. Prima vese. In ecstatic love. Nitya Gita Kaida. Danced and chanted. Taha Haite. From there. Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hadirvana Aila. Came to the place known as Kadirvan. Translation. Every day the Lord chanted and danced in an ecstatic love. Finally he went to Kadirvan. And the purport now. Kadirvan is described in the Bhakti Ratnakara, fifth way. Dekha Kadirvana Vidita Jagate. Vishnu loka prapti yata gamana matrete. Behold the forest named Kadirvan, renowned throughout the universe. If one comes to Kadirvan, he can immediately be elevated to Vishnu loka.
Let's go today.
And Kartik is coming soon, right?
Wow.
Alright, so. Sri Prabhupada ki, yeah, that's all for today, right? Anything
up
else?
65. Okay, that's
good. Okay. Okay, so if I was to give a class, I could have prepared and give you a whole tour of Vrindavan.
You are already giving class.
I was nominated to be.
That's okay.
So, practically, I have never been to Vrindavan Parikrama. I mean, Chaurasi Kosh Vrindavan Parikrama. Last time I was there, last year, we went to Govardhan Parikrama, just for one day. It was raining also. And even that, we were kind of confused. So we did half Parikrama. We thought we did full Parikrama. And we were walking, me, my wife, and my younger son, Purushottam. And at one point, I asked the local people who were walking, you know, how far is, you know, a turning point? I said, it's right there. So that was the Gopal, what was it called, the Srinathji temple.
Yeah.
And I believe you guys suffered so long I was not there.
You have to smile.
Yes, within the mask, right? So we are happy that we completed the parikrama in 2.5 hours, but then later we found that was not complete. We're supposed to be going further, you know, whatever it's called. So, in truth, I'm not very familiar with Vrindavan, you know, the whole parikrama and everything. So I would like to ask from you, whoever been to Vrindavan Parikrama, Chaurasi Kosh Parikrama, Vrindavan, Brajamandal Parikrama. I think Kesha Prabhu have been there. Yeah? So please describe one of those.
Kripta Mother Murthy, she was there.
No,
I know.
You
go there every year.
No, since Navadvipa and Vrindavan is the same.
Yes.
So why don't you talk about Navadvipa Parikrama?
Okay.
Wonderful. So
it's not the same, you can say non-different.
Non-different. Yeah, non-different
yeah.
Doesn't mean same.
Yeah, so before we go further to Navadvip, which is talked about the Kadirvan, right? So anyone knows about Kadirvan in Vrindavan? Keshapu, you have been to Vrindavan Parikrama a few times? Okay. Prangandipu?
Not Kadirvan.
Well, you're not going to go back to God, right?
Just like Mother. Let's talk about Ultop Kadirvan at the end.
Anyone else? Volunteer? And Dani Mata, you were there in Vrindavan for so long, right? You can speak about. Yeah?
I've never went to the Kadirvan.
No Kadirvan. That must be a very, very secret place. Yeah?
But there's also Pavan Sarovar.
Yeah.
Sarvabhishtam avapnuyat. Sarvabhishtam avapnuyat. If you have been to Pavan Sarovar and seen Nanda Yashoda and Krishna, Trivanga Sundar, Sarvabhishtam apne, you could get everything. So, if you get everything there, then you don't have to come back here, right? To America.
I feel like
today. Okay. yeah, so... So anyway, so this is like interesting here today. So Mother Madhumati have given the permission to speak on Navajit Mandip Mandal Parikrama. Well, this is the very first is where we are in, let's say Antardip, then there is a Simantadvip, right? Simantadvip where Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, they are presiding. Simantadvip. It's a long history there. Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, they are known to be none different of those Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra in Puri. And it is said that when the Muslims invaded, so Jagannath ran from there and, you know, running through the field, he came to that place and his worship was continued in that place in Rajapur in Mayapur area. And so that place is called Simantadvip is the place where Sri Parvati, Durga Devi, today is a Durga, now Durga starting. Huh? It's nice to talk about Durga. So, now Durga Kalasastapan today, for next 9 days. So Durga Devi, Parvati Devi came. Why she came? Actually, that was another history behind that. That Narad Muni received Mahaprasad from Lord Vishnu, which was secret. Mother Lakshmi was told not to give his Mahaprasad to anybody. But Narad Muni somehow, he requested like anything, and so Mother Lakshmi gave little Mahaprasad to Narad Muni. Mother Lakshmi gave to Narad Muni. So Narad Muni went on ecstasy, and so dancing from Vaikuntha, came all the way to Kailash. And Lord Shiva was so amazed. How, Narad Muni, what happened to you today? So you look so jubilant, so ecstatic. And then finally he disclosed that, oh, I received this all auspicious Mahaprasad today from Lord Shiva. Oh, really? Do you have something for me? So Lord Shiva requested, well, I don't. I ate all, but maybe... And he looked at his finger, he didn't wash his finger, so within the nail he found something. Then Lord Shiva took it, and he came and, you know, went on ecstasy. He started dancing. He was dancing so much, you know, his name is Natavara. He's master of the dancers. So he started dancing, and he looks like you know, he's going to destroy this world today or something. Like Parvati came out of her palace. Do they have palace in Kailash?
Yes.
Okay. So Parvati came out. What's happening? My Lord, you're dancing. Is this a time for Pralaya today? This is destruction. Why are you dancing? Lord Shiva said, well, I received Mahaprasad from Narada Muni. That he received from Lord Vishnu. So I can control myself. This is so wonderful. This is so nice. So he started dancing. And then, But wait, when I'm your Ardhangani, you know, I'm your good wife, so you should share with me too. But I don't have anything. So I'm sorry, I couldn't give, and that was only little remnant that Narada Muni gave. I don't have it anymore. I don't. But you must have. Open your mouth, I can get something from your mouth. No. Anyway, so Parvati couldn't get it, so she got a little upset. Well, see, you're keeping this Mahaprasad for yourself. That's such a sacred and secret that all auspicious Mahaprasad from the Lord Supreme Personality of God, you're keeping for yourself, not giving me. I will do such thing, I will do something that everyone in the world will get my prasad. Haribo. So there she went on doing tapasya, you know, austerities, go tapasya. And then, I said that after the dancing, Lord Shiva already was sitting and meditating on the Lord. And then he got the glimpse of Lord Gauranga. And then Lord Parvati inquired, what is the secret here? You should be chanting, you're supposed to be chanting Ram Ram. Now you're chanting Gauranga Gauranga. Who is that? So Lord Shiva explained, Gauranga is my worshipable deity. He is going to come in Kali Yuga as a son of Brahmana. His form is a multi golden form. And so he will be the blessed avatar of the form of the Lord in Kali Yuga. And, you know, when I start chanting Gauranga, I can't stop. And can we keep going? Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. So Parvati started chanting Gauranga, and she immediately went to samadhi for a long time. So then Parvati finally was able to please Lord Gauranga, and Lord Gauranga appeared in front of Parvati, and as he saw this beautiful form of Lord Gauranga. Navagauravaram Vadasham. Navagauravaram Nava. Yeah, like that. So she prayed Lord Gauranga, and then Lord Gauranga said, What the boon you want? Parvati said, after seeing you, I have no other desire. But please give me dust of your lotus feet. She took the dust of the lotus feet of Gauranga, she put it on her. Shimanta is called middle of her, parting the hair on the head. You know, usually ladies have a sindur in that part. That's called Shimanta, Shiman. The border of the two sides of the hair. So since then this place is called Shimanta Dweep. So Parvati has received that prasad, and the prasad means kripa, the blessing from Lord Gauranga. Lord Gauranga, and then how this goes? So Bimala Devi, the same Durga Parvati, she is installed in Jagannath Puri as Bimala Devi. So after Jagannath is having prasadam and the bhoga offering is done, then that Mahaprasad is given to Bimala Devi. And so then and from there, that Mahaprasad is distributed to everyone. Everyone means that all that thing goes to the shops around, there are so many shops. So each shop has so much prasadam, and any time you go, you can get Mahaprasad from there.
Ananda Bazaar.
Ananda Bazaar, yeah. Do you have to buy always, or you can get for free? You have to pay something. pay for prasad. So in that way, anyone can get Jagannath prasad. Nobody can keep it secret. So that's the Srimanta, by the mercy of Parvati Devi, everyone and anyone can get Mahaprasad. There is no restriction there. And I heard in Jagannath Puri, even the Hindus and Muslims, that they both sit together and eat Mahaprasad, because they are all engaged in making the chariot, the cart of Jagannath. So they don't keep any restrictions there. In Rajapur Jagannath Mandir also, they distribute Mahaprasad, and then. There's one little book, Janivasu Pangajagri Prabhu, they write. There are little stories. Every now and then there are amazing stories happening. There was one time one local neighborhood Muslim guy came to the temple. And then at that time, Pujari came out, gave the Mahaprasad. And then the Muslim said, "No, I will not eat." You know, the Pujari insisted, take, this is Mahaprasad, you cannot neglect. And after insisting, he took it, but he didn't eat. He just threw it somewhere outside. And then that night, in the dream, he said to Lord Balaram, he came next day, and he was describing the dream. The Lord, this white, the white one, he came, and then he took his club, and he was about to kill me. Well, my brother Prasad, you didn't respect, he threw it somewhere, you're aparadi, you're a pandav, I'll kill you. Then I woke up. I was so afraid. Please give me some Mahaprasad. The next day he came and then described his dream and begged for Prasad, and he received Prasad. So in this way, in those Muslims, they know the glories of Jagannath and Jagannath Mahaprasad there. So they don't make trouble. There was another time, one Mataji in this Jagannath temple has some little community also there, and some devotees live there. One Mataji didn't have children, and she came, offered her obeisances, offered her gift to the Lord and Jagannath. He said, "I will, if you bless me, and if I have children, something she made a vow." And then Jagannath, being pleased with her request and prayers, blessed her. She had a child. I don't know the end of that story. Something. These things are happening. Yeah, one time I was giving class in Mayapur, and I was telling this story. One Mataji came up and said, "Why are you telling this story? This and Prabhupada never said this. You know, we should only repeat what Prabhupada said." You know, Prabhupada never told these stories. These are all village stories. Okay, then if that was so, why Pankajani Prabhujani had to put in their time to write these stories? And in fact, each place have their own, you know, like it was called a Stala Purana. You know, the Puranas we know are the 18 Puranas. There are many more Puranas besides 18 Puranas. But those Puranas, okay, we know Bhagavatam and something, you know, a few other Puranas. But beside that, each holy place have their own Stala Purana, you know, and which may not be described in any of the Puranas, Bhagavatam, or in Padma Purana, Skanda Purana. You go to Jagannath Puri, you will find their Stala, what's called Natal Panjika, right? In Natal Panjika, what Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra performing their pastimes each day and every day, those things are recorded, you know. And Udupi you go, Srirangam you go, and similarly, and in every holy place they have the kind of record of the pastimes of the Lord, what type of pastimes the Lord has been performing there. So similarly, in Jagannath, their pastimes are recorded in the Janivas Prabhu. And Pankajani Prabhu have written several stories there. Talking about Jagannath, I will tell you one story. Adantada Prabhu said that these stories from Natal Panjika. It happens in Jagannath Puri. yeah, usually we have service at the temple. We close the temple like 9 o'clock or so. But Jagannath keeps taking service until the midnight in Jagannath Puri.
In the main temple.
Yeah. So only at midnight, 12 o'clock, and then everything closed, and then from pandas all go to their residence. So one time, I mean, these are things that are happening regularly. But one time, one of the panda who was last, closing the gate and going out for the rest. At the gate, he encountered one huge figure, very tall, big, very big looking, you know, middle of the night. And then he's just blocking the gate. So the panda said, who are you? He said, I am Bibhishan. Yes, I am Bibhishan. Bibhishan.
Ravana's brother.
Bibhishan.
Yes, yeah. So the panda said, well, okay, you may be Bibhishan or you could be anybody. What is the proof? What is the proof? So he said, I am Bibhishan, I am from Lanka, and Jagannath is my lord. I have a meeting with him. And then so he pulled out his, what is it called, armor, a bracelet, something he pulled out and he gave to this panda. You keep it? And you show him. Anybody inquire. This will be the proof that I came here. So this bracelet, it's still there. I didn't see it, but they said it is still there in one of their treasure room. It's big, like this, you know. Room. It's not like a ring like a Rathyatra card, but even huger, bigger. So there was a big figure he came that time. So those kind of things they have written in the Nalapandika, and then they're approved. What I wanted to say. You know, the things are not coming in my memory. Okay, time also going up. So I will stop here, and I'll ask any other question you have, or any other comments you can put besides all these pastimes and the text described here today was about Pavan Sarovar and Nandishwar, Kadirvan. Anyone knows? Anyone, please? Hare Krishna.
I remember one story of the temple. The Jananivas Prabhu was painting Jagannath.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
Tell the story.
Okay, please go ahead. I didn't know the complete story.
So he was painting, but then that evening they had a Bhakti Kirtan Maharaj's some gathering. So he didn't finish. He kind of like Like he's supposed to complete, you know, when you paint the eye, you're supposed to finish all the way. He thought, I'll do it tomorrow. So he went. And that night, next day morning, they saw Jananivas Prabhu didn't wake up. So they went to his room, he was on the floor, and he has a bleeding and scratch and everything. And I mean, we are not talking about Pundarik Vidyanidhi 500 years back, we are talking about in our lifetime, these pastimes, amongst us.
Yeah,
we know Jananivas Prabhu, you know, I used to have lunch with him. And he got, literally Balaram came at night and slapped, how can he leave my brother like this? Do not ever do this. And he fell off his bed, from his bed, and he could not even get up. So these are fascinating stories.
Yeah.
It's not a story, it's like a real, how do you say, real fact.
Yeah, I mean, as we talk about pastimes, we think that the pastimes happened like 100 years ago, 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago. And it's not happening today. But they're still happening, even in our lifetimes. We may be not that pure so that we don't have that encounter with the Lord. But those who are pure, they are getting to release that past times with the encounter, counteraction with the Lord.
Tell one little Pavan Sarovar story. It takes me, I have to type it.
That's not
but Ragatmika has something, but my phone is like, doesn't cooperate with me. No, it's not phone's problem, it's my, I have a password, that's why. Okay. She's saying, that Mataji who asked Jagannath to bless her with a child promised to spread his glories. When a daughter was born to her, they named her Jagannath Prasad, and she sponsored and compiled the publication of all those stories from Pankajangi Prabhu. Mm. That girl is now 10 or 12 years old, living in England.
Mm.
Because Mother Ragatmika used to live there too.
Yeah.
That's nice. Thank you, Mother Ragatmika, for coming. These are fascinating stories. What do you mean?
Yeah.
This is, we want that to happen in our life. One story I know about, found story about that. When Krishna asks for something, he's going to get it. I mean, his desire is already, the what do you call, the result is already in the desire. For us, it is not, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
But for Krishna, it's like, Ichha Sakti Pradhan Krishna, Ichha Sarvakarta. This is Chaitanya Chaitamita says. So one time he saw Mother Yashoda is very busy cooking some samosa, small samosa. I think they call it singara, something like that. I don't know. In North. In Bengal they make a big samosa. Singara. We call singara, we don't call samosa.
Singara.
Where is the samosa coming from? It's from North, somewhere. In Ishkan. In Ishkan we call samosa.
We call samosa.
Oh, really? In Bengal, they don't call samosa. I mean, nowadays maybe. We call singara.
Singara.
Okay. So, anyhow, there's a small. So, Mother Yashoda made so much, so many. So then Krishna says, can I have one, Mahamani? He said, no, these are making for you, daddy. This is Nanda Baba has to go for Prayag. Japra to purify himself, so every year he goes there.
Mm-hmm.
So then Krishna didn't say anything. He's going to eat it, but how he's going to eat, that's the question. So then he said, Baba, where are you going now? I said, I'm going to take bath. He said, can I come with you? So they're just talking and Krishna talking, and Nanda Baba is so much in love. He's praying to Narayan. I love this boy talk. My Lord, eternally I hope he keep on talking and he keep on listening. So it's very nice. They all the way they went to this Pavan Sarova. But when he went nearby, he was surprised. There is a divine person he never saw before. I was like, wow. Then he immediately respected. Who are you? From where are you? From? He says, I am Prayagraj. I said, Prayagraj. And who are you? He said, I am Nanda Maharaj, I look after this village. He said, I never saw you before. He said, oh yeah, I come here every year. This is the first time we met. But he said, what is the purpose of your visit? He said, from all over the village and town and everybody comes and dump their sin. They cannot take it anymore, they dump, and I carry all their unnecessary, unwanted, inauspicious things. And when I get overloaded, burdened, I come here and dump it here. So Nanda Maharaj says, what do you mean? Because Nanda Maharaj is thinking of going to his place to get purified. He said, I need to get purified, so I come here and I get purified and I'm ready for a game. And then Nanda Maharaj understood, oh my God, I'm thinking of going there, but actually Vrindavan is the most auspicious place. So then, as he took bath and coming back, and then Krishna is asking, what was all the discussion? You know, like baby talk. Nanda Maharaj said, don't worry about it. It's not so much important. I was just going to a place, but I'm not going. So then he comes and expresses this to Mother Yashoda. Then after a little while, Mother Yashoda called Krishna and said, Lala, you can have all the singar, all the samosa. And that's it, that's what he wanted. So he got it. and he distributed with them. This is a very special place, we should bathe there. But Khadirban, Prabhupada said, translated that we should immediately enter to Vishnu Loka.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm serious, I wish I'd just go today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of not physical, purposes not physical. It has to be like consciousness, consciously or.
Yeah, what is that?
Both. So we have to prepare now here before we go there. Okay.
Behold the forest named Khadirvan, renowned throughout the universe. If one comes to Khadirvan, he can immediately be elevated to Vishnuloka. Vishnuloka. Jai. Yeah, I mean, talking about this pastime of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, right? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, what is that? Adyapiha Seilila Kare Gaura Rai Keke Bhagyavan Bhujivare Pai. So those pastimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is performing. Even today, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, even today those pastimes are happening. So only the fortunate people can understand and see and understand. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
That verse doesn't say not in Alacha. It's including Alacha.
Including. Yeah. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita key. Yeah. Today's emergency class key. Yeah.